The IMG Roadmap is the only podcast dedicated to coaching international medical graduates and success blueprints for this unique pathway. I am Dr. Nina Loom, your host, a previous IMG turned hospital medicine physician, healthcare administrator, speaker, and coach. I empower, encourage, and equip you with actionable steps that you can take towards the residency position of your dreams. This episode is sponsored by the IMG Roadmap eCourse. The IMG Roadmap eCourse is a step-by-step program that is geared to guiding international medical graduates on how to go from simple IMG to becoming a U.S. resident physician. You can check us out at imgroadmap.com. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the IMG Roadmap podcast. Tonight's guest is the one and only famous urologist of Instagram. She's Dr. Fenwa Milhouse. She's not an IMG, guys, but I really want us to just sit on this for a moment. It's really important that you know the perspective of successful doctors, whether they're IMGs or not. People don't have to walk the same path as you to give you advice, especially if they're successful in their own medical career. So today's guest is different, but she's still one of us. She is an advocate for students. She uses a social media platform to educate students on how to study for boards and so many other things, especially regarding her specialty of urology. Now, I do realize urology is not heavily IMG friendly or not a specialty that IMGs look into applying for. But that doesn't stop us. I do think that out there, there could be one person that's thinking about this, or two, or 100. And we really want to give you the insight from an insider. So Dr. Milhouse, welcome to the podcast. How are you doing today?
Thank you, Dr. Lam. That was a great introduction. World fame, Instagram famous urologist. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. I love your page. To me, you're so famous as far as personally, that's how much admiration I have for you. So, hey. All right. So, can you tell us a little bit about your academic background, where you practice now, maybe where you're trained? Just give us some insight as to who Dr. Milhouse really is.
So, I'm a urologist in the Chicagoland area currently. So, I work in the Chicago greater suburbs. I work in a very large multi-specialty private practice called DuPage Medical Group, where we employ over 700 physicians of all specialties. And I'm one of 14 urologists in my group. I did my medical school at the University of Texas in Houston, and then went on to do urology residency at the University of Chicago. And that's where I ended up staying. So yes, I am not an IMG, but I am absolutely 100% advocate, and I am 100% an advocate of diversifying urology and getting more representation, as it relates to gender, certainly color, and also when it comes to international medical grads. I think there is an opportunity to learn more from our international medical grads and get more in IMGs excited about the field urology that I so love.
Yes. I mean, that's exciting for us to learn that, you know, we are welcomed everywhere, including the world of Euro. And so yes, we'll just ask you some more questions about that, because I get a lot of questions, emails from IMGs across the country and even some outside of the US. I've never had anybody ask me about the process to match into urology. So I just think it's maybe something different. And because of that, maybe some people don't even look into it. They may think about it, but don't even dare to chart that territory. So can you give us some insight as to what is the process for the urology match? I mean, what are the score requirements? What do you have to do? What do other IMGs that are potentially even dreaming about the specialty, what kind of process should they be looking out for?
Really good question. And I completely agree. So urology match is one of the early matches. Okay. So that means we don't match in March, which I believe is the standard match. We match in mid to late January. So you have to start the process and think about the process earlier than your the rest of your classmates that might be doing, majority of which will be doing the standard match. The other thing is, obviously, urology is a competitive field. I believe there's less than around 400 or so spots and across the country in the United States. And so it's a competitive field. But that doesn't mean it's not possible for international medical graduates to certainly match into urology. And I'll talk about some of those numbers shortly. So as far as what most of my colleagues and most academic places would agree are the most important aspects, and this is not necessarily in hierarchical order, but number one, and I put this on my page, number one, your step score. Your step score is the first thing that we look at, okay, that we go to. And it kind of is the screening process, the initial thing. And your application, unfortunately, might barely get looked at if your step score is a certain number. And because it's a competitive field, obviously the step scores are going to have to be really, really good. You want to set a goal minimum of 240 on the step one. 250 and up, you're solid, super solid. 260 and higher, rock star. So particularly, you know, obviously with international medical grads having a harder time breaking into some of these more competitive fields, you really want to knock the step out of the ballpark, is how I put it, okay? If your step one is an ideal, then you must, in my opinion, take step two before you apply and really try to get that step score much better and much higher. If your step one is fabulous and you're doing great, honestly, I actually would say don't screw yourself over and consider just not taking the step two before you apply, because what you don't want to do is have a step one that's great and then a step two that's mediocre. You don't want to cause unnecessary harm to your application when you didn't have to. So it's better to have a solid step one and no step two than a solid step one and a mediocre step two. Okay. The second most important thing, letters of recommendations, cannot be understated. One of my interviews that I went to, they told me flat out, they said, your letters of recommendations are what really made us think to consider you. The letter of recommendation, urology is such a small field. And so a letter of recommendation from one of our colleagues, somewhere, it's like an endorsement that you really, really trust. Okay. And so you want to absolutely try and get all your letters from urologists. If they aren't urologists, they should at least be surgeons. Unfortunately, letters from non-surgeons just don't carry any weight, because your performance on a medicine rotation is very different than what your performance might be on a surgery, what we're expecting from a surgery, potential surgery resident, okay? So you want to get at least three. Oftentimes, people will have four letters. And get letters from people that you think can really write personal, great state recommendations for you. You want to avoid having four cookie cutter letters that really don't say really anything personal. You want to get letters that are really kind of distinguish you as a competitive candidate. I will never forget. So as in my residency, we got a chance to, the senior residents, we were a part of the interview process, a part of the selection process, which is wonderful. I got to do that 2 years in a row. And looking through applications, I will never forget an applicant who had a letter. And the letter was from the chair. And the chair was like, if I could forego the match and just take this student, I would right now. You know, that just that statement was profound, that I made us that individual stick out. So the way you get letters like that is by finding connections early, okay? As early and working with urologists that are at your program and working and getting connections with potential urologists outside your programs, which there are ways to do that, okay? But you want to ask potential people who are writing the letters, can you write me a strong letter? Do you feel comfortable giving me a strong endorsement? And that can really have a profound impact on your ability to get an interview and to get matched. And then lastly, of the big three, I think is research. Research isn't, there's nothing that is set in stone that says medical students have to have research to apply. or to even match in urology. But nowadays, especially, I think that it would be extremely hard to match in urology without any research, okay? Particularly as an international medical grad. So research demonstrates your interest in academic medicine, which majority of urology programs are academic, and it's important in competitive fields like urology. So guarantee your other applicants are going to have research on their CV. So you definitely don't want to be the one that sticks out and doesn't have anything to talk about research-wise. Research, I recommend starting as early as you can, first or second year. It's easier to do research when you're on your non-clinicals, when you're not on rotation. So it's easier to do it in your first or second years. It's harder to do research when you start getting into rotation. So the earlier you get involved in research, the better. And also getting involved in research allows you to make those relationships and those connections with urologists, hopefully, and other academic professors that can give you a really good letter of recommendation. You can do a case report, you can do retrospective analysis, you can do large database mining or Sears database, a cross-sectional survey. So there is a variety of things that you can get involved in. It's easier than you think to get involved in research. If you have the opportunity to present at a meeting, particularly at a urology meeting, do it. Submit everything. If you have a chance to publish, that is gold on your CV, okay? So the chances of matching are significantly lower if you don't have any research.
Wow. Yeah. That was some good information. And anyone listening really can take that information and translate it to any specialty. I mean, really, if you use those tips, I mean, you can match into just about the other things that you're thinking about, but particularly important for urology from Dr. Milhouse. But guys, that was loaded. I was just sitting here in awe listening.
Some nuances that I wanted to just make sure that people know. So the match in urology requires you to register at the American Urologic Association website, which is about $75. So you have to have what we call an AUA ID. AUA is the American Urological Association website. So that's unique, obviously, in addition to it being early match. A majority of programs are going to be in the NMRP, so the ERAS system. So you'll apply through the ERAS when it opens up, which I believe is early September. And I had my application ready to go on whatever date that was. I don't remember, September 1st, whatever, ready to go and ready to submit. I think everything but the dean's letter comes out later, was ready to go and submit. And so you want to submit early, as soon as it opens. The institutions have a rolling interview process, so they'll look at the applications as they come. If you're the last one to get in, all their interview spots might be already filled. So definitely have your application. You need to start first thing in the summer after your third year to get your application together. Away rotations are really kind of important in urology. So urology, matching in urology, I tell people, is expensive. You're expected to do away rotations. The average urology applicant, apparently last year in 2019, applied to 71 programs. Typically you apply to 40 or more, and 70, I can't believe it was 71 is the average. I got this off the AUA website, 71 programs. So the goal amount of interviews you want to take are at least 10. And if you, between 10 and 15, over 15 is probably going to be really tough. You're going to be interviewing a lot, but at least you want to, at least take 10 interviews if you get them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you've given us all the highlights. I have no further questions.
Sorry.
No, I mean, that was good. That was good, guys. I mean, so one thing though, I know this is going to come up because IMGs are thinking, oh, well, Dr. Milhouse, it was easy for you because you were a US student. And so you got linked up with urologists early on. Well, I'm interested in urology, but I don't know one urologist. Like, how do I even start on finding a person that's going to give me a letter, talk with us about rotation? Or how do I get exposed to be in the presence of other urologists? Is there a website where, people can look up urologists in their area? Or, where do they find it about the AUA, the American Urological Association's meetings? Or how do they find chapter meetings and such?
So I absolutely would tell anybody who's interested in urology to go to the American Urological Association, or AUA, website. It lists all the programs with contacts. It lists important information about the match process. It also has a bunch of statistical information. It won't give you, it does not publish information like what they think your step score should be and that those kind of helpful hints, but it can be extremely useful in trying to find urologists that might be near you. The other website, which was quite useful, particularly when I was matching and may not be as maintained, but still I find extremely useful, is, because I just went to it recently, is urologymatch.com. It's a non-AUA website. I don't know how it was started, but it basically is catered towards medical students trying to match in urology. And they have tons of forums. They have tons of posts. They have a whole urology match guide, really intense and detailed posting. So I would encourage a person to go there. And then luckily, in the age of social media, you know, when I think you and I were matching or going through medical school, social media wasn't really used like it is now and certainly not by physicians. And so luckily in the age of social media, the world is at your fingertips, basically. And finding a urologist is much easier now than it was for us. And utilize that. You know, I have people, I actually have an international medical graduate. I forget what school she's in. She's in, I believe, in Anguilla. I think, is there St. James? But anyway, she contacted me on social media through Instagram and is doing a rotation and spending time in Chicago. And she is going to spend time, hopefully, with me, because she's interested in urology. Exactly. So, you know, I'm in private practice. I'm not an academic, but any bit of early exposure that you can get, somebody like me can try to give you, you know, even if it's like, hey, can you just share with me? Can I probe your head? Can you be my mentor? That you can find through social media. So utilize that. Don't be afraid to send a message or try to introduce yourself. So that's what I would recommend.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I strongly agree with that, guys. It's, you really don't lose anything by reaching out to people.
No.
Opportunity. Yes, you'll get some no's. Yes, other people have different lives and they have responsibility and they may not be able to carry on additional responsibility to coach or mentor you, but you never know if you don't try. And so I think the real encouragement here is, you know, go for the things that you want, seek out the information that you need to get to where you want to be. And that's what we try to do here at the podcast, is bring people on like Dr. Milhouse that can give you the stats, they can give you the information, and then you take that and you take action. Because there's no point sharing all this information and then you don't do anything with it. So just a little pointer there. Take action, take good advice, but reach out to people. Be humble enough. Be ready to hear no's. But you never know who's going to say yes, like she just did for that student. So Dr. Milhouse, it has been a great 20 minutes with you. But before we get off, people want to know, I bet they're going to want to know, how do we reach out to you? How do we ask you questions? How do we connect with you? Is there a medium by which you prefer that we connect with you?
So I'm on Instagram at Dr. Milhouse. Very easy. It's Dr. Milhouse with one L, M-I-L-H-O-U-S-E. And so I check my messages. You can shoot me a message through DM through that Instagram account. That's probably the best way to contact me. I really try to respond quickly and have given my phone number out, my email out to people who are seriously interested in trying to get mentorship or just ask questions. So please, this is, I think we, Dr. Lum, myself, we're fortunate and we've been afforded this opportunity, and it is our responsibility to pay that back and pay that forward, if you will. So I am passionate about trying to reach out to people who are really interested in urology. And I really, 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 really love urology. So I want to share that passion with people. So that's the best way to interact with me. And just so you know, just to give you some statistics about international medical grads in urology. So you were correct. Only about 12.5% of all the applicants for urology match. This is it for the 2019 match. So not the one that just happened. this just a few weeks ago. We just had a match just a couple weeks ago. But for the 2019 last year's match, only 12.5% of all the applicants were international medical grads. So a small slice of the pie. The biggest slice were recent U.S. grads. Even smaller piece of the pie were non-fourth year medicine U.S. grads. So people who had already graduated, you know, were doing a year in something else or something like that. 8.5% of matched applicants. So of all the people who matched, 8.5% were international medical grads. Okay. The match rate for international medical grads in 2011 was 27%. Okay. So if you were international medical grad, your chance for matching was 27%. In 2019, the most recent one, it was up to 58%.
Wow.
I know. I thought that was incredible.
Yeah, that's
incredible. It's a small group. Okay. I think the actual number was maybe, 40 or it was under 50, right? Actual people who were international medical grads who applied, but over half of them, 58% matched. Okay.
Yeah.
Obviously that number is a lot higher for US fourth year grads, but the odds of matching as an international medical grad is higher than the odds of matching as a non-traditional, like a non-fourth year med student, on those numbers. Okay.
Yeah. They're doing those things that you mentioned beforehand as well.
Of course. I think that goes to show too, this 58% is the people who applied, they were really competitive people to begin with. And about half of those that matched. So you take all the IMGs that matched in urology, half of them matched at their first or second choice.
Wow.
I know. Wow. I think these are positive, great. And you can find this, don't just take my word for it. This is on the AUA, American Urological Association website. You might have to kind of search for it, but if I looked at all of these numbers two nights ago and I was very pleasantly surprised. So about 11% of active urologists currently in the United States are international medical grads. So compared to, let's say, black urologists, which is only 2%, you know, so it's very possible. It's very possible. Think big, start early, utilize, you know, mentors, get a mentor, utilize them. And absolutely,
guys,
we need you.
Big and start
need
early.
You guys. Yeah.
I love it.
Yes.
Yeah. No, that was really great statistics right there. And what we'll do is we'll include a lot of that in the show notes as well so people can see those numbers. Because sometimes you hear it and it's fleeting. It's like it's, you know, you hear it and it's gone. I want you to see that.
Sure.
I'm blown away, honestly. I mean, if 50 people apply and 25 or 20 get in that are IMGs, that's a big number to me. Because it, really, in all honesty, there's just not a whole lot of IMGs in general. It's a very small population of all the physicians in the state. I mean, I think it's like 22. Or no, the current stats from AMA, American Medical Association, was 22% of current physicians that are in the workforce are IMGs. So, you know, 80% are not IMGs. So when you break that down even into a smaller group like urology, if you have a 45% chance of matching, provided you meet criteria, that's pretty good. It's just that it's a small field. It's a competitive field. It's a surgical subspecialty. And so people don't really look out for that. But what you're telling us is dream big, think big, and go for it.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for the statistics, for the data. We'll definitely include your contact information in the show notes, guys. If you want to contact Dr. Milhouse, we'll let you know down below. Just make sure you look that information up. We appreciate having you here tonight. We thank you for your time. We understand that you could have been doing anything else, but you're out firing IMGs.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, Dr. Lum. I've enjoyed my conversation with you. I really admire you. And thank you so much for your dedication to the IMG community.
I'm
very noble.
Honored. I'm so honored. Thanks.